This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 211. And today the episode is Help, My Child Won't Stop Bragging. And this episode comes to you because of a situation I witnessed with my grandkids and something that I wanted to help them through. And so hopefully that this episode will be a help to you and the little ones in your life. Today, we want to thank our sponsor, and that is MediaAngels.com. Visit the MediaAngelsMembership.com website for fabulous offers and books you won't want to miss at a great, great price that you can have for your homeschool journey and enjoy with your kids. Well, I want to talk to you about bragging. And so whenever we hear it and hear a situation where our kids are either exposed to another child bragging or one of our own kids is bragging about how great they're doing something, you know, we're divided. You know, part of us, we want to say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to flip out and, you know, be very, very upset. And the other part of us says, well, we've encouraged our children, to be the best they can. And, you know, we want them to attribute all these great things that they've done in their life to the Lord. And, you know, that is the way I'm going to go with this. I'm going to, you know, divert them into, realizing that all gifts come from the Lord. And that is great. That is definitely encouraged. But what we want to do is get to the root cause of why our kids are bragging or why, they're upset because one of their friends is bragging about something. So in this situation that I'm going to share with you, it was actually a reverse situation that my grandkids were in. And, you know, my daughter was sharing with me how upset they were over, you know, something that had happened with their friends. And they really dearly love these friends and they want to be around them. And this is someone that, my daughter enjoys being around. But how do you combat, you know, little kids that are just being kids and saying things, you know, like, you know, they do things better or they have stuff that you don't have? Or the worst to me is that you're not their best friend because their real best friend is someone else. And what happens is that just crushes a child. And as a parent, it's really a reaction where, again, you're going to flip out and you're going to be upset with that child, you know, with rudeness and with your child's reaction, which can be very negative. And, you know, they can say things back that are hurtful and it can turn into this huge mess. So, you know, there are some things that can be preventative, and that is a huge part of my whole parenting. If I could distill it to one thing, I would say my parenting was always preventative, especially in a situation where I might be caught on guard. So, like, for example, if we were going, I remember one time in particular, we were studying the Greek culture and we went down to this little town in Florida that had, you know, sponges and the boats that would come in, and they had a lot of shells and they had a great, fabulous Greek restaurant there. And so, you know, our kids were little and we were going to be walking into these shops where, like, you know, one of everything could be very expensive if they broke it. So before we walked in, I would tell my children things like, we're going to be walking into these stores and I would like you to, you know, either put your hands in your pocket or hold your hands behind your back. You have those two options. And so, you know, they would choose one, or if they decided they weren't going to listen, they were not permitted to go in with me. They could stay out with Dad, or, you know, we would just not go in. And my kids were really great about not touching things in a store. And I remember I was with my sister-in-law one time and her kids were touching everything and, you know, invariably something fell. And so it was like a little life lesson that we could say, you know, see, you guys were prepared and you didn't break, you know, anything. The glass vase that shattered into 1,000 pieces and there were glass blowing, you know, items in there. Because you guys were doing what was right. Not that we put down their cousin or anything at the time. I could share this with them later. But there are, you know, situations where we can't always prepare our kids. We can't always prepare our kids for hurtful things that somebody else might say. And so, you know, when it goes back to, first of all, the best friend issue, I would always say to my children, we're not going to have best friends. I know parents, you know, you're probably going, what are you talking about? My kids have best friends or I have best friends. My best friend was the Lord Jesus. My best friends were my family. You know, again, Italian culture, right? You know, a lot of that comes from my heritage. But we were taught that we didn't exclude anyone and we also shared with everyone. So when I was in a situation in junior high where my neighbor, I just loved her to death. And to me, she was my best friend. And she, you know, invited another girl who I didn't like as much. But what was amazing to me is even though I was a little kid, I could see how sweet my friend was to befriend another girl who maybe other people wouldn't want to play with because she lived near us. And that made me like her even more. So I could share my friend with her and we were closer because we lived next door to each other. But I knew by her example that, you know, there was enough of her to go around and we had a great time, the three of us, and we did stuff that we couldn't do with just two people. And so those are the kinds of stories you want to share with your kids. You want to talk to them about times that, you know, things have happened in your life and we want to be real with our children. And yes, you know, I do have some things that I will share with you that can happen and, you know, things that you can talk to your kids about, but they have to know that they're secure with you and your love for them. And, you know, as I shared with my grandchildren, you girls have each other. You are each other's best friend. And so when you play with another friend, that doesn't minimize your sister. You bring another person into your group or your other cousin comes and, you know, two of the girls are a little bit closer, you know, than one of the sisters. But that's okay because you can share. And it just helps you to be so much more well-rounded as a person to realize that and to realize the kindness and the joy that can come from including someone else. And so, you know, when you have a child that's, you know, that may brag or, you know, talk about some things in a way that is, you know, basically when someone's bragging and saying how great they are, you know, and I can, you know, do this, this, and this, or I have this, this, and this, and you don't have it, it really hurts the other person. So the first thing that we need to do is to understand our kids, you know, understand that they are upset. And so, you know, number one is don't flip out and really address the issue. And the issue might be when this is happening to your own child, you know, you would say something like, you know, we don't talk like this and hurt other people's feelings. But you also want to realize where your child is coming from. And that's something that's going to take a private conversation another time. If you polled any one of my children, they will tell you that we have left events early. Even though it might have been something that I wanted to stay at, if there was misbehavior, or there was inappropriate behavior where something like, you know, feelings were being hurt. And again, find out the entire story, because some kids are more sensitive than other kids, and the whole situation can blow up and not be so huge as the child might be making it. And so, you know, talk to the parent, get to the bottom of it. But my kids knew that we would leave. And I think it only takes one time with one child within a family. And if it's the older ones, believe me, they're going to be passing that information down to a sibling. Or if you have, you know, one or even two children, believe me, it's just going to happen one time. It's going to take that one time for them to change. And so we talked about, you know, the misbehavior. We discussed what you can and can't say and how you never make anyone feel badly. And so, you know, in doing that, you might be enlightened to find out, well, the reason I said that was because, and they might share something that a friend said. And so that's where you have to address the situation. You know, two things that are being said wrong don't make a right. And again, remember, it depends on how old your child is, but you cannot go into these huge lectures. Now, I dearly love my husband. We have been married since, let's see, am I even going to remember my correct wedding date here? 1979. Okay, so we've been married since 1979. And so, you know, in all of those years of marriage, I have to say that my husband, I wouldn't say was the more talkative of the two of us. But when it comes to the kids and something he wants to share or a story about, whatever, he can go on and on and on and on. And so if a child has lost eye contact, you know, that they're like looking around or, you know, picking their nose or whatever kids do best, you know, you've lost them. And so, you know, later I would share with him, you know, we really need to talk in short sentences. The kids are little. Or we stop and I would say to the children, now tell me what I said. And again, it's only going to take one or two times for them to clue in that they're going to have to listen, because you're going to stop and ask them to tell you back what you were just sharing with them. Or they'll say, well, I don't know, you just told me too much stuff. So you'll say, well, let me help you. What I was sharing with you is that we do not talk that way. We do not hurt other people's feelings. And we do, you know, what you were sharing is bragging. You know, putting other people down is not a good thing. And so the root cause of bragging is really an inferiority complex. The person who is bragging tends to have a low self-esteem of themselves. Now, of course, this is not always true. But if you're making somebody else feel less than you are, then that's going to mean that, you know, you're not thinking so highly of yourself, because if you were, you know, obviously your actions would show and you wouldn't have to, you know, say anything. And, you know, C.S. Lewis once said, he said, humility is the antidote to pride. And, you know, it really is. You know, a lot of times people who brag are prideful, and it is not a good thing. So we have to get to the root cause of this, parents. And I don't mean to have this be such a heavy session here, but we really want children who are loving and kind and a joy to be around. We don't want a child who's going to be, you know, bragging and putting other people down. So we are going to share some more, you know, things that we can do to address the situation and, you know, really have children that are, you know, loving and kind, you know, make us proud. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here. And I want to share with you something that is dear to my heart, and that is saving you money. Can you use encouragement for your homeschool journey? Have you been searching for an online learning program designed to ground your family in a Christian worldview? Well, now you can at MediaAngelsMembership.com. Our affordable membership packages fit your budget and busy life. Now you can access customized membership packages for your homeschooling family from the extensive Media Angels library of books, classes, and Bible studies. You may select the ebook bundle, the creation bundle, the premium bundle, or the forever bundle. Each bundled set will save you vast amounts of money. Our packages begin at less than $10, and you can use it for the whole family. So go to MediaAngelsMembership.com for more information. That's MediaAngelsMembership.com. You'll be glad you did. Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. Today we're talking about bragging, a little bit of a heavy topic, especially if your child is one that tends to do this, or another horrible thing that your children are exposed to it and they just really are upset and they don't know how to deal with it. And so a lot of times with little kids, if someone is bragging or saying something that is hurtful to them, they're going to lash out in anger and say things that are hurtful back. And so that's usually the first thing I tell my kids. You know, we don't say hurtful things back, because if we do, what's going to happen is you're going to be in trouble. And the person who said the hurtful thing is not even going to get in trouble, because we're going to be focused on you. So that's the first thing. The second is to empathize, to know that your child is having a hard time or suffering here. And while you understand that, it needs to be addressed. So one thing, as I shared earlier, is to divert, you know, that conversation. And if your child's saying, you know, yeah, but I have a lot more books than you have, then you might, you know, divert the conversation if you hear it and say something, you know, to the effect of, you know, everyone, you know, thinks that their things are very special, and I'm glad you feel that way, but we don't want to hurt someone else's feelings, do we? Bring it back. Make sure your child's saying, no, we don't. And if they are, then you may have to have an additional conversation, or it may be a time to leave. You know, you'll have to understand that. But usually if you have a child who is bragging, it really is important that they understand humility and what that means. And that's something that you can address again. You know, beforehand, you can explain, you know, what that means and how important it is to be humble, to be gracious, to be kind, to be modest. One time I was sharing with my children that I had written a paper and really didn't think it was very good, because sometimes I had some grammatical errors. And so one of my teachers would put like an A for content and then put a slash and a C because of grammar issues. And one time I walked into class and the teacher pulled out my paper before she returned papers to us and actually read a section from my paper. And I was so happy when I realized it was my own, and she handed it back to me. And, you know, I got really embarrassed, you know, because everybody in the class was looking at me. And, you know, and one of the things that one of my friends said later is, you know, because I said, well, I didn't really think it was that good. And, you know, and she said, you're always so modest, and you're always, you know, telling everybody else and encouraging them. And, you know, I think that's really a gift from God. And that's what we have to say to our kids. You know, we need to pray that the Lord gives us these gifts, that He gives us a gift to encourage others, to be kind, to be gracious, and, you know, not to try to make other people feel bad that we're so great, because that's going to be, you know, to hurt them. And then to understand, you know, when you're empathizing with your children, understand that they do have real emotions. I know they're little kids, you know, but little kids can be sad and little kids can be angry. And we don't want to not address those issues, because that's the adults that we find later that are bitter and didn't have time to, you know, talk to their parents about it. And as I share this, I can hear my daughter in the background with her seven little ones. You know, the one-year-old's walking now. So as she always says, you know, when the kids walk, life is over. I said, well, yeah, but you've got the other six that are walking, you know, right beside them. But, you know, it's not always hard when you have a big family. And one of the things she does, which really blesses me to listen to her, because she definitely didn't get it from her mother, she does this on her own, and she talks to her children like they're adults. And even when, you know, when they're little, and she would say something like, you know, well, that's not thinking of others, or we try to be kind with our words, don't we? And if you put it back in their court, if you ask them, then they have to answer again in the positive or the negative. And if it's negative, again, it may be time to leave. You know, she said that when they've come to the house, you know, she's walked in and she said, would say things like, you know, Grandma, I'm sorry. I need to talk to, you know, whatever child it is. I don't want to name names, but I can name about two of them that this has happened to. And she said, you know, we'll be right back. We're going to go into the other room and talk. And it's great. And I'm so happy to see her do that. Or that child, even after they've had a little conversation, which is very brief, will have to sit down and not be able to go participate in what everyone else is doing until he can realize, you know, whatever it is that he needs to say or change. And again, that teaches the child an amazing lesson. And I've had grandkids who have come over and everybody else was getting to go swimming and the grandchild didn't get to go swimming, you know, which was really hard on them. So, you know, again, these are things that are you know, very life-changing. And we need to, again, do these things very briefly with the little ones, of course, greater length with the older ones, and then explain things. I believe problem solving and, you know, getting kids prepared ahead of time is very important. And that's something you can do in conversation, you know, before you go have kids around other kids that maybe have trouble with bragging. Or if your child's the one who's bragging, you know, you're going to say something like, you know, this is, we've talked about this before. Do you remember what happened when we went to, you know, whoever's house? And, you know, it's important that you're not going to brag. This is what bragging is. You know, thinking that you're better than someone else, or saying that you're, you know, you have a better toys or better books or whatever that is. And then the last thing is explaining to your child, you know, how they're going to solve this problem. And that means if someone is bragging and you don't like it, you will come stand by me and we'll talk about it later. You know, children tend to tell on each other, and sometimes it's to get the other person in trouble. I have noticed, you know, with certain children and their personalities, they are very quick to do that. With others, you know, they may not tell you until later, and then you find out, you know, there was a horrible solution that your child suffered through because they were the, you know, didn't want to tell you about that. And so, you know, it's really disappointing, and it's something that we need to, you know, tackle, especially when they're young parents, especially when they're young. And, you know, I'm going to share with you something I read online by C.S. Lewis. You know, Lewis wrote, "Unlike other vices, pride was intrinsically competitive, getting no pleasure out of having something, only out of having more of it than the next man." And he described it as a spiritual cancer, that it eats up the possibility of love or contentment or even common sense. So that's something that on a spiritual level, we want to, you know, guard against with our children. We want our children, again, to be loving, to be kind, to be generous. And the only way that they are going to be these things is if it's modeled by us and if it's encouraged in your home. So friends, I leave you with that. You know, it pains me to see a child hurt. I think that is like one of the worst things. I think we can all agree that when our kids are hurt, it hurts us deeply. And it may even hurt friendships, and we don't want that. We want to be able to have our friends and have our children socialize with their little kids But at times we may need to distance ourselves from relationships that are hurtful and that really are not going to be good for our kids. Again, you know, it's difficult to do. It's not easy. I was in that situation many, many times where I had to just, you know, at different points, not socialize with certain people. And then what was amazing was that as time went on and the kids got a little bit older, we went back to socializing because their kids had kind of outgrown it a little bit, you know, and then the kids were friends and it was all wonderful. So, you know, it can happen. Sometimes it takes patience. Sometimes it takes removing yourself from the offending family because we cannot change anybody else. We can only change ourselves. And that's something that I tell my children all the time. Well, thanks so much for listening. The show notes are on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And this is a show about bragging, and the podcast number is 211. Take care, people. God bless, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.